WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
As the summer winds down, book critic Maureen Carrigan recommends one more book that qualifies as beach reading.
A good man is hard to find, even when a woman isn't picky about physical condition. In Nicole Moniz's entertaining first novel, Lost in Translation, a young single woman living in China miraculously becomes acquainted with two hot prospects. One is a brooding, virile, and very much alive paleontologist. The other is a legendary bundle of bones called Peking Man. To secure these two very different specimens, Alice Manigan will tramp across the deserts of Mongolia and bluster her way into a secret missile base. Besides her pluck, Alice also exudes intelligence and sex appeal. So how do the guys she's pursuing respond? Naturally, until the very last pages of the novel, both the modern-day hunk and the old fossil play hard to get. Lost in Translation is an inventive hybrid of Indiana Jones-like adventure tale, historical mystery, and bodice ripper. What bumps it up on the literary value scale are the passages it quotes from the writings of the 20th century Catholic theologian and paleontologist Teilhard de Chardin. And because Moniz, like her heroine Alice, worked for many years as a translator in China, her novel boasts an insider's knowledge of regional slang, politics, street smells, and prejudices. The non-Chinese are treated by their hosts here with a courteous condescension that alternates with contempt. For Alice, who longs not just to know China, but in some elemental way to become Chinese, this bias is a particular torment. Alice's chief strategy for effecting her own personal cultural revolution is sexual. She indulges in frequent Beijing flings with strange Chinese men, a practice she embarrassingly admits that makes her feel like she's having sex with China. But aimless Alice's life is transformed when her new American client arrives. At their first meeting, archaeologist Adam Spencer tells Alice a tale involving Teilhard de Chardin, who was exiled to China in the 1920s by the Catholic Church in retaliation for his blasphemous views on evolution. While working with an archaeological team in the far northwest, Teilhard helped uncover Peking Man, bones from some of humankind's hominid predecessors. The find was enormously important, but World War II broke out before Teilhard could ship the fossils to the Museum of Natural History in New York. In the ensuing chaos, the crate containing Peking Man vanished. So far, Moniz has based Spencer's story on fact. Teilhard really did excavate Peking Man, and the bones really did disappear. Enter novelistic invention. Spencer tells Alice that his grandfather knew Teilhard and learned from him that Peking Man survived the war, hidden in Mongolia. Spencer longs to make his reputation by recovering Peking Man, and Alice agrees to help. The fact that a sexy Chinese paleontologist named Dr. Lin will also be coming along adds to the expedition's appeal. In one memorable scene, Dr. Lin does for chopsticks what generations of Playboy models have done for the ice cream cone and lollipop. Moniz deftly plants cliffhangers in the expedition's path as it wends its way through Mongolia. But while the search is absorbing, the burgeoning romance between Alice and Dr. Lin generates even greater suspense. Dr. Lin is a dark, Mr. Rochester-like figure, plagued with guilt about his wife, presumed dead, who was banished years before to a work camp. His personal demons clash with Alice's own neuroses, even as their eyes blink out, "I want you" signals in international Morse code. To Moniz's credit, she doesn't glide over the love-struck couple's serious cultural differences. In Lost in Translation, Moniz suggests that finding a box of old bones in the desert is a cinch compared to negotiating the niceties of sexual etiquette and the looming in-law problem in a Sino-American romance.
Maureen Carrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Lost in Translation.